Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
This is research pioneered by Arizona-based Dr. Andrew Weil. He's come up with some top tips to get off to sleep. He calls it the 4-7-8 breathing technique. It's in the papers this morning. If you want to try and have a go at this, it's described as a natural tranquilizer for the nervous system. Helps to reduce tension in the body. So we're going to try this out with Chris. Are you ready? Ready for this?
Yes.
So we're going to see if we can, while we do the adverts in a minute and the travel news, going to see if we can send Chris off to sleep with these tips. You can try them if you want. So first of all, you need to exhale completely through your mouth while making a whoosh sound.
Whoosh!
Close your mouth and inhale quietly through your nose to a mental count of four. So close your mouth, inhale through your nose, and I'll count to four. One, two, three, four. Good. Now you've got to hold your breath for a count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's radio. We've got to speed things up. Exhale completely through your mouth, making another whoosh sound for 8 seconds in one large breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good. Now inhale again and repeat the cycle three times for a total of four breaths, okay? Let's just cross to our news room where we sent Chris off with those exercises to send him off to sleep a few moments ago. And look. Look. Oh. Oh, hang on. What's that? So that's what our lead newsreader sounds like this morning once we've sent him off to sleep. Oh, look at that. It's beautiful, isn't it? Oh, he's dribbling now. That's horrible. Ugh. Morning, Mandy.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Mandy. How are you? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. So you're on your way to work. Where do you work, Mandy?
I work in Wigan for a company called Attain.
It's Attain. What do you do there?
I'm a website developer.
Ooh, get you. And somebody was telling me you're a chef as well. You've been doing some cooking over the weekend in style. What exactly are your particular talents, Mandy?
Well, the sun was shining, so I had a bit of a barbecue. I didn't manage to burn anything for
a brilliant change. Brilliant. Did the weather hold up okay? Or because it was a bit mixed over the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it did get very cloudy. It did start raining at one point.
So, but as far as you're aware, no one's come down with food poisoning from you cooking just yet. Is that okay? Is that right?
Not yet. So far, so good.
Okay, very good. All right, Mandy. Well, good to get you on. Where do you live, by the way?
I live in Atherton.
In Atherton, okay. So if you saw smoke in Atherton over the weekend, it was from Mandy's garden. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, no panic. All right, Mandy, right, our little lyric this morning. This is to win 4 Wigan Warriors tickets for the game against Castleford for their big Heritage Day on Friday night and pizza delivered to your seat at halftime, which you don't have to cook, Mandy. Someone else cooks that for you, okay? No matter how tempted you are. Here's our lyric this morning.
Hi, my name is Leon. This is my lyric. I got the eye of the tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire, because I am a champion, and you're going to hear me.
OK, what's the answer, Mandy? Katy Perry. I got the eye of the tiger. Woo! Oh, well done, Mandy. So you got yourself your Warriors tickets for Friday night and the pizza as well. How exciting
is
that? OK, anyone you want to say hi to while you're on the radio with us this morning, Mandy?
Listening. She's in the army, so she'll be working away.
Brilliant. All right, well, we'll record this. You can listen to it online after. You can let her know, Mandy. All right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Enjoy the game on Friday night. It was nice. Chester got out. Also done the show yesterday morning. Went down to Chester. Yes, I haven't been down to Chester for a proper day out for ages. Really nice. The weather was nice. Nice down by the river. And the girls went shopping. So my wife and my daughter went off shopping for a bit. Me and Finn tried to entertain ourselves in the park for a little while. Had a bit of a wander around and stumbled across a miniature railway. I want one. I want one. It was, you know, like one of those gauge rails that you can actually ride on. It wasn't just like a miniature railway that you just sit, stand and watch. You can actually ride on it. And it wasn't that expensive, actually. It was quite good. And we were sat on there, me and Finn, on this little train trundling around along with lots of other families, thinking, this is a good little money spinner, isn't it? Maybe we should get one of these in our garden. And it set me thinking. I mean, it can't be beyond possibility, can it, to recreate one of them? I mean, my garden isn't huge, I'll be honest. It'll only be a really short ride, about 20 seconds from one end to the other, get off and turn around and come back again. But wow, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Hey, come around and see my railway, my God. The guy who was operating was telling us about one of his very rich mates who's building an underground version. Whoa, I don't fancy that. But an overground miniature railway, that'd be great, wouldn't it?